An echo. It's an echo. That's what it is. Welcome to Dr. Fred Bell's Health, Science, and Energy Show, May 13th, 2006. Well, it's fun to see the news this week. I'm sure you all were very familiar with what was happening. It was quite interesting in the fact that the CIA got raided by the FBI. And Porter Goss, of course, when he left there, you know, actually going back to George Tenet was the last spiritual person, I feel, that we worked over there. And, of course, he fell on his sword a few times for you know who. When they put Porter Goss in there, his buddies came in with him. Nine Fingers and Fogger. Fogger was the one that got raided, obviously, but Nine Fingers. Now, I know there's different parts to our intelligence agencies, and there's one part that does intelligence that used to be intelligent, used to actually believed in the motto over there, God Bless America. Then there was this other group. They were, I would call them the Eradication Unit or the Erasure Unit. They made problems just go away somehow. And interesting, the intelligence part, the intelligent people left. So I guess the scum rose to the top, if that's what would happen. Because if, and of all places, they're playing cards in the Watergate Hotel. That's always an interesting place. Very famous hotel, I might add, in the D.C. area. And so I think it's pretty corrupt. And, you know, of course, I'm sure they had lots of prostitutes and lots of business interests. And, you know, they do a little spying, local spying. So anyway, it's a mess. And the bottom line of all of it is that the government's in the fishbowl now. And it doesn't even know what it's in one faction of it, has no clue what the other faction is going to do. What's his name was on the other night, John Dean, who used to be the counsel for Nixon. He was on the radio a couple nights ago, or last night actually, and I think it was on the Chris's show over there. I watch Hardball with Chris Matthews a lot. He's one of my favorites. And John Dean says, plain and simple, the stuff that Bush is pulling against our constitutional freedom and breaking the laws, on a scale of anything, Richard Nixon wouldn't even rate. Richard Nixon, would they be out there, they'd have cheerleaders for him. That's how, in perspective, about the American Constitution, the American freedoms, and the constitutional rights, what they were then and what they were now. Like, then, how dare you? You know, today, so what? You know, what else is new? That's kind of how it goes, and it's kind of sad. But most people out there don't care about their constitutional rights being removed. They'll care when it finally hits their bank pocket, their back pocket, their paycheck, and they have to be in home by 6 o'clock every night. Otherwise, they'll be arrested for anything, trespassing on their own land if they're outside the door. Also, I hope you are all tuning into the things I've been posting up there on my Dr. Fred Bell Health Science and Energy Show personal page, the second page in from the index page of the website. I have nice pictures there. I've added some more since last Saturday night. I've added three new sections on the Pentagon and the cruise missile that hit it. Including video footage of the cruise missile's turbine section, the forward fan section, the compressor, actually. Not the turbine, I take it back, the compressor. And that's the missile, of course, that flew into the Pentagon. There was no airplane there. If you look at the pictures, you'll see that where the engines would have hit of the 767 and where the tail section would have hit of a 767, there's absolutely nothing there. There's no markings. There's just a tiny little hole in the Pentagon, and you'll see the Hilton and all the other hotels around there that had cameras running, filming the event. All their tape got confiscated. And all they would release is six frames. The government would release six frames. The FBI came in, and people that were hospitalized were visited by men in black, and they were told not to talk about what they saw. And like I said, they didn't find any engines inside the Pentagon out of a 767 or any parts, not one part. They did find a piece out in the lawn of the fuselage that was not damaged in any way, shape, or form. It was a little bent up, a little small section out there, and that was supposed to represent the airplane. And, of course, it was out on the lawn. If it had been hitting the building, it wouldn't be in one piece laying out on the lawn. And why would it be out on the lawn outside when it was going the opposite direction? So if that doesn't wake you up, that footage on the Pentagon and the whole backup stories of the pilots and everything else that were involved in that, then we don't want you listening to BBS radio anymore. You can just go off and just turn yourself in to the NSA or whatever you want to do because you're useless. I'm telling you, if you don't get any of this and start doing something about it, you won't have to worry about your freedom much longer because you won't have it. Most of you don't realize a lot of it's gone already. A major part of it is gone already. So then after that, a few minutes ago, I had a long chat with Dr. Deagle, who's coming out to the seminar, and we were doing our strategy for the seminar. And the strategy is such that, he understands, NSA, by the way, from what he was telling me, and some of my machines that I make, because they're positive attitude and amplifiers, would probably be illegal now if I explained them that way. This is how crushing it is. Like, for example, our Firestar Orb, which I'll have at the, we'll be demonstrating that at the seminar in the end of May, Memorial Day weekend. And the miniature unit, the MicroStar, which is our micro technology for Pyradyn products, probably wouldn't be legal because they cause positive thought forms to happen. They manifest things. And so does our projector system. The projector system causes a positive thing to happen. And the projector system, I mean, literally, I hope Steve Barris shows up. He's got a clinic on the East Coast. And we're going to be talking a lot about the holographic systems because even all the doctors, Valerie Olmsted has one system, and medical doctor. And everybody that's using our holographic systems now, they're all but raising the dead. We had a situation come up last week at Steve Barish's clinic where a man was going in for a kidney transplant because his kidneys had failed. And he was treated in my system, I guess, I don't know how long, maybe a few days, 10 days, I don't know, in the holographic system. So he went in, he checked into the hospital about a week later, getting ready. There was a donor evidently lined up, and this is just last week. And he's in there. He's getting ready to be prepared for surgery for a kidney transplant, diagnosed that way, waited, like everybody would. And the doctor came up and asked him if this was a practical joke. There's nothing wrong with your kidneys. You don't need a transplant. So as a result, I guess somebody else needed the organ, got it, and he walked out of the hospital. He's fine. So, I mean, it's almost like an acid trip. And I was Dr. Deagle and I were talking about that. I remember when I was studying LSD back in the early 70s that I realized how it rearranged serotonin to allow the human brain, a third eye, to prematurely open and allow you to see the realm of possibilities in the astral plane, complete from the idiosyncrasies of what was going on with mankind to very profound truths that were possible. And it's all happening instantaneously anyway. So that was the realization of that. Well, today, today if you look at the government, people used to think, well, we're in the fishbowl and the government's watching us. It's the other way around. The government's in the fishbowl. And that was pretty much the epiphany of that was last week's attempt at New York City to do an 8-minute record-breaking hold-your-breath underwater stunt in a big fishbowl with I forget the guy's name because I didn't know him, but he was in a fishbowl for about a week And then he held his breath at the end, but he didn't break the record. He only got, I think, 7 or 6 minutes. But it's symbolic of where we are in times. You look out of the eyes of anybody that can see today from spiritual vision or eyes, and you'll see that our society is completely upside down, and the government, of course, is at the bottom of the barrel. And it's getting pretty insane right now when you start to understand what's really going on in Iran, the amalgamation between Russia, Iran, and Syria, what they're planning, the little plans they have. Bottom line is you need to get a lot of ELF protection. You need to have super high levels of nutrition in your body, and you need to protect yourself from radiation. And so therefore, I think it's been very good that Paradigm, my company, had the foresight 30 years ago to see these things. And at the seminar this week, it's 2 weeks from now. Let's see, this next weekend, the weekend after. Yeah, 2 weeks from now, we're going to start covering all this stuff. Dr. Deagle is nice enough. He's going to be presenting the government, his involvement of the project. I'm going to present my first side of it, first years of my life with the government and NASA and the University of Michigan, and I'm going to present in great detail with pictures what I did and what my parts were and what projects I worked on and what the goals were. And then Dr. Deagle's going to come in, and he's going to pick up. I quit those projects in the mid-70s. Even though I was doing Paradigm, I was ramping down because I'd sold my other company but still consulting for it. I was ramping the company down that I owned, that did all these things with all these different agencies and all over the United States and Canada. So he, on the other hand, was graduating from college and pretty much going into some of the same project and was ramping up in those days. So he's still involved with a lot of that stuff today. So you're going to get a complete, comprehensive, almost a four-decade ride of what the technology was, good and bad, and how it was designed, and what the results were, and what its intent was. And then he's going to present his side of the solutions. We're going to show a lot of problems, way more than we've ever done on this radio show. And you get the two of us in the same room where we don't have to worry about, we know that we're being wiretapped all the time, which is fine, but we'll say things in that room that won't be wiretapped that you wouldn't normally hear on the radio waves or you wouldn't hear on a telephone call. It's just the way it's going to be. And we've synchronized a lot of that. He's going to be putting on a pretty damn good PowerPoint presentation, lots of pictures and illustrations. And I think we're probably going to have to video this. I'm going to have to line up. This is going to be probably one of the hottest seminars ever done on this planet. And we might even have a few extra guests, surprise guests, show up here too. And not negative, but positive. So this is going to be one jam-packed seminar. We're going to cover water. Water is a big topic with me right now. One of the quickest ways to get rid of water, water is pain, is put water in your system. Because usually any kind of pain, some kind of a dehydration of an assimilation process. We've got a couple of wells. We got one. There's two wells down in Jesseville, Arkansas, where the crystals come from. And you're going to see a lot of crystals. We're going to be really getting into quartz crystals, silicon dioxide, and the Akashic records and master crystals, and what lasers do. We need to cover light amplification by simulation emission of radiation, and how that works in the human body, because the lasers, when they work with crystals, opens up a envelope within space and time in your own area, in your house, wherever you live. And you could go into this bubble, this envelope, and be away from this martial law and this political stuff and this NSA spying on phones. You can actually get out of that for a while and get clarity, like you should have gotten had we not put radiation out and all this psyche satellite-launched warfare stuff that's going on in every aspect of our lives today. In every point, everything is harassment from A to Z. The huge thought form of fear that lives out there in paranoia, which is actually a living thought form now, which you can tune into if you want to. Most people choose to. You should not. It doesn't exist in the reality of truth, but in the reality of any kind of apprehension or denial, it's reigns supreme. So we're going to show you how to get around the traps of fear. And getting around the traps of fear are very important, because everybody in some point in the day is afraid of something. And it's not our God-given ordained destiny to have those fears at any point in time. It's the controlling factions of the secret governments and the secret energies of the reptilian energies and the grays and the lizards and all these other energies that are out there that are starting to have a huge impact on society today. And I don't mean small, I mean huge. Whereas on a scale of 0 to 10, 20 years ago when we talked about it, it didn't even exist yet. Now it's going to ramp out at 10 tomorrow night or something. It's going to be that soon. It's very intense. So we're going to get into all of those kinds of things and numbers and show people how they can first understand where those thoughts come from. A lot of people don't understand where their thoughts come from. And remember, I always tell people that the mind is a slayer of the real. Don't believe what you think, believe what you feel. But if you don't know how to feel and you subject yourself to an environment that are contrary to good feelings, you know, a natural environmental vibration that's harmonious to the crystal lattice of the DNA, if you're not in that, most people aren't, then you're obviously in the other vibration of the DNA, which is fear, destruction, death oriented. So we're going to show you how not to get caught in that trap, even though you might be able to protect yourself. Let's say you get caught without your receptor or anything that we do, you're out by yourself and you're subjected to an environment and you're thrown into this environment. Could be a workplace, could be a store, could be a gas station, could be an encounter, could be anything. How to deal with it. And then once you learn how to deal with it, he will teach you how not to have to deal with it, because you won't get there in the first place. You'll always be at the right place at the right time versus the wrong place at the wrong time, which a lot of people, out of ignorance, end up being thrust into. And the higher the ignorance level is, the stronger the thrust and the quicker you're going to end up being there. So these are the kinds of things that are very important right now, and these are the kinds of things that, from a psychological standpoint, we have been making systems for years and years and years to prevent this from having a long-term effect on you, and in fact have the ability to reverse this energy and turn it around into something very extremely positive. We're going to show you step by step the water, how the water works. And the water is very important. We have two wells in Arkansas. One well recently sold to a water company 3 years ago in June for $212 million, and the water company bought it. You can actually go down there to Jesseville, and there's big signs down there. You can go tour it. It's got 1-million-year-old water in it that's unaffected DNA genetically or by any sort of radiation from the sky or anything, because it's deep down in the earth and it's not hooked to other water tables. It's a pocket of water. These pockets are what bring the big money. Then we got this artesian well. And then we got another one. It's inside the crystal mine, down below the crystal mine. It feeds the water into it. That's why we can't get the big master crystals anymore, because we talk about, we have them here. I've got master crystals here, but only because I raided Ron Coleman's personal inventory back in Tucson February of this year to get the last of the last out. And I keep saying I come to the last. This is the last. And you can't get these anymore. But anyway, because the mine gets flooded, you can't get down to them, and there aren't that many. They took over 5,000 of them out. I actually have an affidavit saying that they can't get these crystals anymore because there really aren't any. Anyway, the water that comes out of there is 750,000 years old, and its test is great. And we've just bought 50 acres of land, one of my friends did, next door to the Coleman mine to put up a bottling plant. But we haven't yet gone forward to bottle this water. And what I'm thinking of, Dr. Deagle's got some machines that process water to a higher vibration that allows you to get rid of any sort of disease. This would be the base water to use. So we'll talk about water a little bit and how it hydrates the body, how it actually balances insulin levels, how it gets rid of lupus, how you can treat lupus with water. This one doctor that I don't really know very well, but I know a lot of his work, he was a friend of Anthony Robbins, was a caught up in a situation in Iran in 1979 for 3 years. And so he was a convict because of a government turnover. The Khomeini overthrow, and he was interned until he got out, and it finally escaped. But he was treating every disease in the prison primarily with water, and gastral cramping and intestinal flus and things like that were his main target. And he used lots and lots of water, and it's very successful. I wrote some books on it. We might even have them at the seminar. So anyway, water is one of our topics. Heavy water, of course, is used in the nuclear work. It's called deuterium. We might even talk about heavy water, but that's not something you drink. So those are some of the things that we're going to be talking about in subject-wise at the seminar. We'll talk about, as you know, every phone conversation has been taped. It's in the news now. It's last week's news that pretty much all Americans, all phone calls are taped. We're going to talk about the new Generation 5 or 6 Cray computer that Dr. Deagle worked on over at NORAD in Colorado. And we've talked about this on the show. So it seemed like a lot of people were surprised that this had already happened. But the bottom line was, if you'd have listened to our shows, you'd have realized this was going on anyway. And everything, and then of course they analyze it. And these big computers have massive storage. And it's not even a test for them to record every single conversation of 200 or 300 million people, record all of those conversations, dissect all of those conversations for any kind of content that they want. And they're not just looking for terrorists. Realize that terrorists were only partially responsible for 9/11. They had a lot of assistance, to say the least. And when you, like I say, go to the BBS radio, the personal page, you'll be able to see all of this information posted up there. Another thing that's real interesting now is the fact that the Chinese are entering the precious metal market, and gold is up to $700. And it's really affected a lot of my clients, because a lot of my clients had bought solid gold and especially solid platinum receptors and several years ago, and they have tremendous energy on the body. And the interesting thing is about all of this is the fact that what we sold these systems for, these receptors and projectors, what we sold them for, when it was very expensive, is now what it costs us to make them. So people have realized now that not only do these tools, the receptors, these gold and silver, and especially the platinum ones, have a value of health and energy on the body, but they now have an estate value, a very high estate value. This platinum has doubled in price. It's going to be hitting $2,000 an ounce here soon, and gold will be hitting $1,000 an ounce here soon. And so something that was sold for $10,000 or $12,000 now sells for $24,000 and costs $10,000 to make, plus the rest of the things that go into it. So diamonds, all of it. It's really interesting. It's really funny. I got a big kick out of it. What I think is really funny is that some people have bought some of these high-end pieces from me, gone to jewelers for an appraisal of the stones and that we use, the diamonds or whatever we're using, and the jewelers recognize the Pyridine logo stamped on the bottom of these things in the precious metal, and the jewelers have now given our product line, silver up, silver, gold, and platinum product line, and an estate value, meaning it's like a designer clothes or a designer perfume. The big names that are out there like Armani and all the different names, we now have a niche in that. Bill Blass, Armani, all those different big names, Da Vinci, all of them, we are in that league now with our products, some of them. That's funny as heck. We never, ever, ever intended to get into fashion and estate design with Pyridine high-end products, but we, in fact, are there. And so a lot of you customers out there from back that supported this company and our work and our research have just doubled the value of what you bought. You've got your money back. And you've gotten all the years of benefit from this. And I don't think there's going to be a stop on precious metals. I think it's going to keep on going. And I know one thing, our products, we've had to raise the prices because everything that we make out here is, we plate it in 24 karat gold. Very interesting. And we use solid 18 karat gold because it has a healing energy. 18 karat gold is a octahedron molecule. 11 karat, 14 karat, and the lower karats don't have that a geometric shape that allows the life force to manifest itself through the human body. So as a result of that, we don't use any of those metals in our products. We only use the exotic stuff. So it's kind of, it's a double-edged sword, being on the leading edge of technology with New Age products that utilize the most precious metals on the earth. So it's very important to understand that it's hard to run a company with all of this going on, but we do. And when you're working with the DNA frequencies of life, what happens is when you have these precious metals on your body somewhere, it's giving you a huge auric amplification of your galactic forces and your life forces in your body that allow you to have the healing experience. So when you pay $18,000 or $20,000 for a platinum receptor like some people have in a spiritual, physical, ethereal, and practical way, when you've had the foresight to make that investment, as many people have, that investment in the end, because of it is valued in precious metals, becomes fruit for the garden. And it's very true. If you allow that kind of energy into your life, and most people don't, they balk at the cost, they balk they just have a lot of reasons that flags come up, because it's very expensive, very expensive. It's the most expensive thing you can buy for its size. But it has the most powerful healing attribute that you can buy. And basically, it becomes a gift. And when you go through life, and if you don't spend money, and I'm not just talking about things that we make at Paradigm, I'm talking about things that can make your life enriched that might seem out of reach, are never out of reach. They're never out of reach. You just have to reach out and let them happen. And anything that allows your thought forms or your thinking process to block that is part of this fear trap that we were talking about, I was talking about earlier, that we're going to be covering. Part of this fear trap. I'll give you an example. One of my clients, his name is George Winston. George Winston probably bought the most exotic Paradigm system ever made. He bought a equivalent of a Systems 3 with 7 irradiators with a galactic purpose, which had 39 irradiators. It had many, many 1-watt and half-watt lasers. It had a few tons of crystal in it. He spent $400,000. $400,000 on this system. System is currently up in the White Mountains in Arizona, near a town called not Pine, but up at near the Hondo Indian Reservation, the White Mountains. After he bought the system, he then found a healing center with my help that needed this center for amazing work, and he donated the $400,000 system to this healing center, all of it, and they use it today. How did he come to that? George Winston, in 1983, was a cab driver who knew how to play a few licks on the piano, and he had a vision. He got out of the cab, started playing the piano, and just kept playing the piano with his passion, never thinking about making money. He became a very well-known, popular piano player. I always told George, I said, I think I knew you You were the honky-tonk piano player when I was Jesse James. When I walked into the bars and as a cowboy back in the 1800s, there was that kind of music like you like to play in those old honky-tonk pianos. And George used to laugh at me and said, you know, you might have been right. And if you ever listen to his music, he does those albums like Summer and Winter and all of those things. You'll hear that honky-tonk that he can do. And I guess he doesn't have to drive the cab anymore. He's made millions. We went over to Hawaii and he took the slack key people. And the interesting thing was really fun to watch is once George started, we bought the platinum receptor, the solid gold receptor. And I was with him as his career expanded. When he first started working with Pyridyne, he worked with us for many years. He was doing okay. He could just afford the platinum projector receptor. We didn't have projectors in those days. But 4 or 5 years later, he'd spent over $400,000 with us, and he didn't bat an eyelid. He was moving forward as a cab driver. You don't turn spiritual. He wouldn't let that fear mantra affect him. He wouldn't say that this costs too much, even though he squeaked out the money to buy that platinum receptor and the gold one at the time. And he didn't buy them both at once. He bought the gold one first, and then he wanted more energy, and he got the platinum one later. But that's just one person I saw, you know, a meteoric rise from nothing, you know. Cab driver is fine as a job, but, I mean, to where he is today, producing other artists, he's got a Dancing Cat record company, he's world famous, I mean, my God. And there's many, I know others that have done well like this, too. So when people tell me they can't afford it, I'm saying they don't want it. Or when they ask, how much does it cost? They're really saying, you know, I can't afford it. What they need to know is the price and how to pay for it. And we'll finance people. I mean, we'll even make payments if they want. I don't care. We bend over backwards to get these products out there because they're very important. They're incredibly important. And I remember when I taught George, he bought his master crystal, and he had a quad system. That was his first system. And the quad system is quite affordable. The average person with any kind of an income can afford a quad system and a master crystal. There's no excuse. He used that to bring on his fortune. He didn't have $400,000 to spend on a huge system, which he bought later on. He had, you know, merely $10,000 or $12,000. That's all he had. And yet he spent that money, and it was, you know, took a dig out of his record company at the time because it was in its infancy up in San Francisco. And he programmed his irradiators and he made his stuff work. And I used to go up to his house and show him how to set it up. And boy, it just worked. I mean, and I saw several people go up, but I mentioned his name because a lot of you probably know who he is. And he probably, when he plays concerts, if you've been to one of his concerts, he plays all over the world, he probably has the power of the platinum projector on or the receptor on as he plays. So you got to look at money as monergy, as the third ray. And money, it's a female energy. And one of the things this society has done has denied itself of the true female nature. And that causes people to pay a hell of a price when you deny half of your existence. Females today obviously are taking revenge in some cases, but bottom line is that you can't deny the femininity and the male energy. And what we do, life extension. Now, I'm going to have some guests coming on here that I'm working with their clinic, and I'm actually part of their clinic, where we use human growth hormone and some other real human growth hormone, like we sell a spray. It works very well. And some other minerals and some other very clever nutritional combinations, which I'll be talking about when we get to life extension. Maybe some of it at the seminar. We start putting these combinations together. It allows you to become younger again. Remember, your body, after 30 years old, your organs start to shrink. Your liver, kidney, spleen, all these things start to shrink at the rate of 10%, or 5% every 10 years. So when you go from 30 years old to 50 years old, you've had a pretty substantial reduction in the liver and kidney size of your body. If you read any of the material by Dr. Ronald Klatz, who was a medical doctor in charge of the American Life Extension Society, you'll find that with growth hormone, human growth hormone, the proper enzymic treatment that goes with it, and now we do tests. We have a clinic out here that we work with, and we put you through a series of blood tests and hormonal tests. It's very simple. That's done through saliva. And we analyze exactly how much estrogen, how much testosterone, and other important hormones that regulate the life qualities of the DNA. And then from there, we design programs. That's something I haven't gotten into, but we're going to be talking more about it. The nuclear receptor is obviously part of that program. We found that the nuclear receptor, when worn by people taking the human growth hormone, or in any form of life extension programs, and they go all the way back to Dirk Pearson and Sandy Shaw, who used to work with Dr. Donsbach, and Dirk Pearson, of course, used to be on the Johnny Carson show all the time after he left Shell Oil Company. So this, we have the roots of this going back into the 60s, and so we've got a hell of a track record here to talk about when we get into life extension. That's another area that we'll be talking about at the seminar. Dr. Deagle has a lot of information. I may bring one of the medical doctors over from the clinic, the other clinic that we have that we work with, Dr. John Dorsey's clinic. It's over here in Laguna Hills. Been working with him for 3 years, both as a patient and a contributor, because what I practice and talk about is what I also do. I do things that I talk about. If I'm talking about life extension, you can bet I'm doing that thing. That's why I went serious vegetarian the last couple of years, because the animal products are so disorienting, and they're so fear. If you kill a cow, for example, the animal, before it dies, knows it's going to be destroyed. And so the testosterone levels are huge. And so what happens is the testosterone on those levels is not healthy, it's unhealthy, and it's an animal, and he's probably raised on steroids anyway. When he dies, it leaves fear into the energy, just freaks out. And that fear energy is in all red meat. It's in all of it. And I don't care if it's organically raised or not. It's full of fear. Lots and lots of fear. So as a result of that, when you eat this stuff, you feed into the fear thought form. When we're going to be talking a lot about the fear thought form and how to get rid of it, how we use different devices plus meditation plus exercise to get rid of that thought form. It's very important you understand it. So Dr. Deagle and I have been honing up on that. We haven't been talking about any of this on the radio because you can't get the point across, because we got to look at each person in the eye in the audience, and we got to find out what their particular fears are. We need to engage all of your fears, all of your shortcomings. That's what my seminars are about. It's an encounter. It's not somebody sitting there lecturing. You're going to be part of it. So maybe some of you want out now. I don't know. But you're going to be part of this. This is about you. This is about making your life better. This seminar is about allowing you to make a contribution to your own family, whether you have children or spouse or parents or grandparents or wherever you're going to contribute to, because all of you know, I think this is a rule that is very fixed in stone. All of you know, when you get excited about something, any one of us, you want to share that excitement with someone else. And that's all you have to do to make life better for the whole planet, is just share excitement. But some people have trouble finding it, excitement. So we're going to show you how to find it. We're going to show you how to find excitement, but how to transmit it and get a great feedback from it. And that's what I love to do in my seminars. People, when you come up here to this house and you're in that vortex, which all of you have probably seen on the television, on the BBS radio live cam, when you're in that and you see those lasers and you feel that energy, you don't even have to talk. It's just that sometimes people come that Saturday night that they're in that system. That alone, they take it forever, ever and ever with them, for beyond. I mean, it just doesn't go away. I remember one of my clients when he was a kid. His name was Colony English. He came to some of my seminars in Hawaii. He lived in a town called Hana on the island of Maui. And the English family is an old European Hawaiian, Native Hawaiian mixture family. And I remember Kalani, when he was a kid, talking to me about secession of Hawaii from the mainland, because the government, our government, had stripped the Hawaiians. The Hawaiians legally own Hawaii. American interests cannot own it. It was a territory that was annexed and after the war, of course, and it became a state pretty much against the will, and the part of the deal of making the state was the land would be given back to the Hawaiians. Of course, the government reneged on it. I introduced him to the nuclear receptor back when we first invented it in 1981. He was very young then. He wore that through the University of College. He became a lawyer. He used it in his court. He won everything. I think now he's a state senator over there. He's either that or in the House of Representatives for Hawaii. He became a very high governmental official, raised on Pleiadian energy. His whole family is into it. And he's making a difference for the voice of Hawaiians. He really is. He actually led a movement to secede Hawaii from the United States. He didn't succeed in doing it, but sure as hell made himself quite famous and got a lot of recognition from our government and a lot of respect, I might add. He did it in a very cogent manner. So this is, once again, getting back to what I said earlier, you know, with George Winston and all these people, you just set your sights at whatever, you know. Pretend you're a sniper and you're sniping the everlasting truth. Put that in your sights and you'll realize it. There's nothing going to stop you but your fears. And we're going to show you how to get rid of those. So now what are you going to do? You don't have any more excuses. Well, you can go into denial, but I don't think that'll set very well either. That gets boring. Denial actually does get boring. I've been there. It didn't last long for me. Tried it. Didn't work. Then you look around and you want to share the excitement. Everybody wants to share the excitement. It's very important, you know. Also, we're going to be looking at, I'm going to probably get into, I feel that it won't be long. We've been covering a lot of pragmatics in these different seminars, I mean, radio shows that I've been doing. I've pretty much steered away from talking about any form of extraterrestrial involvement, whether it be good or bad, other than it's been in the past happened, and that a lot of our Pyridyn products are based on an extraterrestrial science, mainly from the Pleiades, except for the holographic work, which is an Andromedan technology, which we'll be going into quite a bit in the seminar. But I've been avoiding the actual present and future involvement of extraterrestrials into our lives, people that are using our, you know, in our systems, how that's going to affect people. But I may be able to talk a little bit about the future and what to expect there. I have not done that on the radio, not one word so far. I know that there's a lot of interest at BBS Radio now on extraterrestrial shows. I think we've got a couple of new shows that are on that are very popular now. One person's up in, I think, Washington or somewhere area, and he's getting a lot of photographs taken of UFOs and spaceships. A lot of this activity is starting to happen again. There's some timing that needs to be looked at, and then there's probably going to be some really exciting things that that people need to prepare themselves for. In order to be part of this experience, which I might lead up to at the seminar, I don't know if I'm going to be allowed to do this yet or not. It's not the government that's regulating. It's something else. It's a power that it doesn't control me, but I have respect for it because I serve this power. It serves me, and it's an energy that has given me a lot of years of creativity and guidance, and I still get guidance like we all do from our internal sources. So hopefully I'll be able to bring more of that out on the table. That would be kind of neat. Can't promise it. Might happen, might not. I will say, though, that a lot of my contacts took place here in Laguna, and I will show you on a map different places where you can go here in town. Some of them are still somewhat isolated, where I saw the aurora. You can go up and check that out. Where I had contact with some Yasi in 81, where she demonstrated for 19 people that were visiting me at the time. Christmas night, where she brought her ship in and did several aerial maneuvers. I can show you give you the address of the house where I had my first contact, the street that George Ademski lived on when he was here back in the 30s, up on Nestall Road. I'll show you exactly where those things are. So some of you that have cars in that, I can give you maps and you can go out. And the energy, it'd be real interesting as the town is growing up a lot, but I think if you go out to some of these spots, some of them have been made into big parks, so they're pretty isolated still. If you go out to these spots, and one of them's right above the mountaintop when we're in the conclave of the Aliso Creek Inn, which is the bottom of a giant crater. At the top of that crater would be the east side of the crater is the mountain that I live on. And so over there on that mountain, it's very isolated. You can hike out into the wilderness, and you can go quite a way, a few miles without seeing anybody or anything. And that area is where I had some amazing contacts, and there is some energy out there now. And I will show you, if you look at the Andromedan pictures, the Andromedan spaceship that I took from inside that black Corvette that's on the in those pages on my private where I'm sharing with people, the place where that actual those three pictures of that Andromedan ship were taken, I can send you to those places. You can go have your own experience there. And the government facility where the Polaroid pictures were taken, that will shoot you if you trespass on it. You can go over there and trespass on it if you want. So you can have some excitement. All these spots are within 10 or 12 minutes from where the seminar is going to be, all of it. So make notes of what I'm saying in this show when you get out here, because I know a lot of you that listen to my shows that are coming. Also, I guess we have been able to find places for people to stay not too far from Laguna, I guess, because obviously the Aliso Creek Inn is full. It has been. And it's part of the Montage, of course, which is considered one of the nicest hotels in all of the hotels in the United States. It's even one step above the Ritz, evidently. So I'm looking forward to our seminar coming up. Some of the other things that are getting quite interesting is the unconsciousness now. I'm really, really seeing a split in consciousness with what's going on in the world, with the people that are involved in the different activities, not only just the government, but in day-to-day life, even around this neighborhood. People are getting either super aware or super dead. Really interesting times. I also will try to, and we've talked about, we did three shows, three Saturday night shows back-to-back, on time travel. And in the time travel part, I was talking about the X1 healing machine. And I really want to start getting more into the component. For example, if you are going to heal a burn on your arm, there's a component of energy in a hologram that allows projection onto this onto this burn, of an event that happened before the burn occurred. And this is a particular event that you need to know about that's present in our scalar wave technology devices, from the nuclear receptor all the way up to the irradiators. It's very important to understand how that, even though something has happened at that moment in the mass thought form, that you can still go back without disturbing the mass thought form and fix the problem that caused that to happen in the first place. And when you start learning about that type of thinking and how that works, it makes you, it gives you a kind of a, it's probably the doorway into the hologram in the first place. You know, I know you see a lot of these criminal cases where people, especially the one that just happened on the East Coast where this guy was just sentenced to about 4 years for killing 100 people in a nightclub fire. Now, if that person, that guy, if he doesn't have a lot of regret about doing that, and it was an accident, and as I watched the sentencing last week, the hearing was on TV, and as the judge is explaining, you know, this is a crime that you can't go back and bring 100 people back. It was an accident. It wasn't even a malicious thing. He was a good guy that did this. But the judge says, you're going to have, the greatest punishment, no court can admonish what you did. Or administer justice. There is no justice for this. You carry that inside of you. You will have to take that to your grave, what you did as a... See, it was a criminal thing, but it was unconscious, and it was nothing more than starting fireworks for a little concert to make everybody happy and brighten up their experience. Fortunately, you set off fireworks indoors, and that isn't too bright, but it was an accident. Those kinds of situations that you regret, and we all have them. I have them. I mean, they don't have to be destroying people's lives, but we all have those situations that occur in our lives. Usually not on a daily basis, I'm sure. I mean, every day I guess I could say a minor thing. At the end of the day, I say, I wish I hadn't said that on the phone, or I wish I hadn't done this today. I wish I hadn't done that, you know. But it did it. So what are you going to do about it? Well, nothing, you know. You can make amends, you know, if it's an offensive thing done out of anger, you know. I make amends probably 20 minutes after the anger wears off. But the idea is not to get angry in the first place. And takes a lot of compassion. You know, I know, for example, my American Express card in the last 2 months had $1,500 worth of charges on it that weren't mine from these dot-com companies that get your information. They just slap charges on your card. They don't care. It's against the law. They'll do it. Who's going to stop them? Nobody. 80% of the people probably will catch it and reverse the charge. It's gone. But 20% will never notice it. And guess what? They prey on that 20%. That's another consciousness. A reptilian consciousness is out there, and we got to stop that energy, and you need to become aware of that energy. A lot of people may be aware of it, and maybe a lot of people aren't aware of it. That's something else that I want to talk about in the seminar, because I used to get so damn fed up with these companies about it happens now. I mean, my light bill could be wrong. I've got some problems, charges on my eBay account that are wrong, and in their favor. It's always in their favor, not yours, and that's playing around with the Holy Ghost, playing around with the female energy, playing around with the green energy. That's why dollar bills are green. It's playing around with that energy, understanding that energy is traditional, understanding why the markings are on the dollar bill and what they represent. These are all traditional things. These are things that we need to start looking at. We've talked a lot about the esoteric side of Pyridine's products, a lot about the esoteric side of politics. We've talked a lot about the esoteric side of healing. Now it's time to get down to the practical side. We want working relationships with people. We want more networking. We're setting up and looking for more distributors for Pyridine things that we do and Pyridine-related things. And that we're not just talking about with Pyridine. Pyridine is a way of life. It has become a way of life. It's been my way of life for a long time. And I'm not a dictator, and I don't control people. I don't even control myself. I'm always out of control. The bottom line is it's a lifestyle. And what we found now, it's necessary to start linking people all over the world to what we're doing, because we have so many fascinating participating people in this way of life now. This thing, this Pyridine is starting to explode. It's going to become huge. Probably overnight, people are going to say, where did that company come from? Well, it's been around 32 years. It just came out of nowhere. I mean, they'll think we started it yesterday. But bottom line is, we are, with people like Dr. Deagle and some other people that you're going to be hearing on my radio show later, he'll be here, obviously. Valerie Olmsted will be here sharing this. Stephen Barish, hopefully, will be here. We're sharing. These are professionals, recognized as and have outstanding track records, not just with the people they work with, but with the organizations and groups that they work with, that are all coming under one roof, this one banner that we have to bring out and understand and share a unification of all these wonderful experiences that we're all having in healing, and you know, people are having out of body and time travel and meditation and just a million different experiences that we're having out there. That's what these seminars are getting to be. And I only do one a year. I don't have time to do any more. I'd like to do one a day, but we don't have time. Also, we're going to be showing you people drive cars. Everybody drives cars. Now, I used to make negative ionizers. I designed negative ionizing machines. They have them over at Sharper Image now. We're the ones that got Sharper Image into this. Those are pretty good over there. But we got a new micro line of products. We've got a new. I know all of you know about the Star Orb. Well, we got a little tiny one now that you can put inside your car. And I'm designing some other stuff. So we're going to talk about some of the futuristic things that go into your microenvironment of your car that we're moving back into now. And also some microenvironmental things you can use in your house. So we're going to be showing you some stuff that nobody else has ever seen before. So I think that's kind of cool. So I'm hoping everybody out there is enjoying these shows. The Tuesday night show this week coming up will be a continuation of last Tuesday night shows. We're covering, what I'm doing is I'm covering two topics in each Tuesday night show, and sometimes I have to continue them, but I figured two topics is better than one because it's more interesting, and they are related, so there'll be two complete continuations of the two topics from last Tuesday's show that will be happening. Next item on the agenda is that BBS Radio, we're going to start expanding our base now. We're just about, if you notice the website, and everything has changed. It's a lot easier to go through it. There's a lot of new features I haven't even been able to have a chance to enjoy yet that are present there. So that's going to be something big. I think it won't be too long before we're going to have a huge... We've got a pretty good growing audience now, but we've got a huge new potential looming in the horizon that's going to affect everybody out there. Also, I've got some... very good people out there now doing a lot of research for me worldwide on governmental cover-ups. And if you notice, as I talked about in the last Saturday night show, the ET side of it, I'm starting to cover more footage. I showed you pictures of the new laser system that they said didn't exist, but does exist. I showed you pictures of it used in outer space because they're on the BBS radio site. I've got some new footage coming up. That I think is going to be pretty exciting. Plus, I might even actually videotape some things that I think are about to happen and put them up there. So keep watching the back pages of the Dr. Fred Bell side because there's going to be a lot of new video coverage up there posted weekly now, which there's a lot of attention going into this. So that you and other websites that you can go to explore this stuff. And so we're getting... deep into the bowels of the internet now, where we are starting to understand where to go and get more source information. And I've got a whole group of individuals out here on the outside that's doing research for me now and bringing me the results of the research. So I got my, we are expanding in about every direction now because we're running out of time. You know, the year 2012 is coming right up. And so we need everybody to be fully ready to embrace the surprises of 2012. I mean, that's only 5.5 years from now. And the way time flies, that's not very long. And speaking of flying time, do you realize how quick this show went tonight? Why, it was just over with before it started. Can you believe that? We're running out of time. Time. I need some whales and dolphins here. I think I hear some way. I hear Neptune. Those, by the way, that's music off of the it's the Atlantis Rising album. And those are real whales and dolphins. And by the way, in my book, I talk about where I met Neptune, and I will be glad to show you the rocks where the two whales came and I met Neptune. And you can go pet your own whales when you're here in Laguna Beach. It's right outside the Aliso Creek Inn, strangely enough. You can walk to those two rocks. Those were the big rock ledge where I actually pet the whales. We've got some beautiful beaches out here, very secluded. Anyway, that was a quickie. I hope everybody enjoyed it. Well, thank you for tuning in to Dr. Fred Bell's Saturday Night Live show here on BBS Radio. Good night, Mrs. Calabasas, wherever you are. Hello. Till tomorrow.
you next week, Charlie.
Read the most astounding book of our generation, Rays of Truth, Crystals of Light by Dr. Fred Bell. Bring energy and healing technologies into your life that have been kept secret for centuries. Exposed are highly classified research projects in use today at NASA and Area 51. The book is available on Dr. Bell's website, www.pyradyne.com. You'll also see more information about Dr. Bell's nuclear receptors, which allow our bodies to process all forms of electromagnetic and chemical toxins, assuring longer, healthier life. Call 1-800-729-2603 today.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.